First off, congratulations. You did it. You have made it to week three, talking about strategy and how to change the guts, the internal moving parts of your actual practice routine, instead of focusing just on the technical side and what we can put into our practice time. Instead, we're looking at the big picture, like how can we internally change the functions? So hopefully you're applying the scheduling. Hopefully you've been able to eliminate some practice killers. Hopefully you've learned how to discuss your schedule better and better times of day to practice, and you've got your creative triggers, and you're now working on breathing and finding your practice space, all those kind of theory and strategy type of things. We finally get to get on a drum set, right? So this is a part of the course where we actually make that transition in our time. Now, the warm-up time and the pre-practice ritual, they really shouldn't take that, or shall I say your scheduling time, your pre-practice ritual shouldn't take that long. Scheduling happens outside of the practice time. And then the pre-practice ritual, usually the mine lasts between 3 and 10 minutes, depending on how much time I have to practice. If I have a longer practice session, I'm going to take a longer time to go through that pre-practice ritual, just so I can make sure I'm in a very good headspace before I dive into the work part, because I'm going to be there so long. So if I'm going for like a 3 or 4 hour practice session, I'm going to really make sure I've been able to reach my practice space. And that all those triggers and all those things help. So the module after this, we're going to start talking about your actual working time, but this module is going to be all about warm-ups. What is a warm-up? What does it look like? I'm going to give you 4 different warm-ups. The rudiment warm-up is killer. It is killer. I'm not just saying that just because I wrote it. Like, it goes through so many rudiments, and it's a great way to keep brushed up on them. So you also want to check out the bonuses section. I got a couple of goodies in there for you that you didn't know you were going to be getting. So be sure and click on that bonuses section. As well, I want your comments. So the question I have for you in this is, and you can put it down in the comments, it is, what does your current warm-up look like? Do you have a warm-up? All right, put that down in the comment section. Let's start a conversation about warm-ups on this basic phase. Excuse me, I almost killed myself. that happens every now and then. Okay, so let's talk about exactly what is a warm-up and what it is not. A warm-up is not me jumping in and doing something I cannot do at a slow tempo. That's not what a warm-up is, okay? I don't want to start there. That's a horrible way. We'll talk later about ingraining success in your practice time. That's a horrible way to start a practice session off, is by failing at something at a slow tempo. You start off with a bad attitude right out of the gate. A warm-up is something that warms up, just as it sounds, like your body and your mind. It doesn't just warm you. All the time we're like, well, I need to warm up my hands, I need to warm up my feet, I need to, and this actually needs a lot more warming up than these. I can warm up my hands and feet in about a minute, right? Give me about 60 seconds, I can get them warm. But to really warm up the mind, which is going to be a continuation of that focus, we really have to work to do that. So a warm-up is a preset routine that you're going to go through. It's the same routine every day, day in and day out. You're like, Stephen, that's boring. No, that is stimulating, okay? We have routines in other parts of our lives that we've talked about, our bedtime routine, all these things that we do. And so you want to make this a sort of a ritual, and the warm-up is a part of that. A warm-up is, it lets your body know, once you've done it long enough, it's going to be a trigger in and of itself. Your body's going to be like, I recognize these movements. Oh, okay, I see this. So the warm-up allows you to warm up your body, warm up your mind, and also warm up your musicianship. So those big 7, we're going to start focusing on those right in our warm-up with something we can play with 100% success. So I'm going to start focusing on dynamics and articulation and phrasing and those types of things. But it's all going to be in a very controlled environment and something I can do successfully. Warm-up is something that's not physically or mentally necessarily challenging. Now, I like my warm-ups towards the beginning to be very, I call it bone in the nose, like very easy, okay? And as I go towards the end of it, I'm doing harder, more complicated things. Now, that can look like for my hands and my feet, harder patterns, faster patterns. That can look like for my mind, okay, towards the end, I'm having to keep track of measures for a longer period of time. So maybe I'm doing a 4-measure loop, or maybe I'm doing this for 2 measures and this for 3 measures, going back and forth. So all of a sudden, my mind is having to think, okay, we're not just mindlessly sitting here going through these motions. My mind is actively involved with when I'm switching, how I'm switching. And students are always funny. They're like, why do you make me do three measures and then a measure of fill, and then, or seven measures and a measure of fill? Or because otherwise they're just mindlessly throwing it in there whenever they want to. I need their brain in there all the time. I need you actively involved with that all the time. So a warm-up is not just for the hands and feet, not just for the body. It's also big for the mind. And if you can grab a hold of that idea, you're going to be way ahead of other players. There's examples of warm-ups across. The biggest example, obviously, that you're probably thinking of right now is working out or sports. Everybody's like, well, you gotta warm up, gotta warm up, gotta warm up. What's the first thing you do whenever you get to a practice, if you're a ball player or whatever, or a dancer or whatever? You warm up, right? You do a couple of things that are not challenging for the body, not really challenging for the mind. Why do we do that? Because in those types of endeavors, you can hurt yourself, right? If you just start, like, you come out of your house and you just start as fast as you can running down the road, you can pull something, okay? So we warm up, and part of that warm-up routine after we do our light jog or whatever is then we do some stretches. That helps to warm the body up. Okay, so there's this routine that happens before you do your workout or before. Michael Phelps has had the same warm-up routine for races for years. It's part of ingraining success in his time. We do warm-ups. You can even take this for when you review for a test. What do? You take the material. You probably have a set thing that you do. You take the material. You're going to go over it. Then you're going to review this. Then you're going to ask. You do all these different things that help warm your body up and your mind up to get ready to take a test, right? So warm-ups are not just something that are here. We use them in other parts of life, and sometimes we don't even know that we're using them. And I'm going to get real personal here, and if you're a kid, close your ears, but we're going to talk about SDX, the sex. Like, okay, what is foreplay? That's a date. It can start right when you wake up. You leave a note. It's a date. Maybe you brought in the mail, made her coffee, then you took her to dinner. Like, all of these different things, you can't just jump in and be like, let's have sex. Like, that's, I don't know many women that that's going to work with. If you're married, you're like, yeah, I know. This is real life. Why do I bring that up? Because we even use warm-ups in that area. It's very natural for especially the female sex to need that time to warm up to you, that conversation. So we use warm-ups in all areas of our life. Why shouldn't we use them in our music and our drumming, that type of thing? Okay, if you write music, I would suggest you do a creative warm-up. Come up with a creative warm-up. It may just be some scales. It may be singing. There may be a song that you like to play through and warm up. Make a warm-up. You'll find that you get into your creative space and you're able to keep that creative space for a lot longer. All right, I'm super excited. I'm loving all the comments. I'm loving the conversations that's happening. I've never in my life gotten this type of response to any lesson I've ever taught, ever. And I've actually never gone as in-depth on a topic as I'm going with this. I was looking at the content the other day, and I was like, wow, this is a lot more content than I thought was going to be in here. But I'm excited about this. I love this topic. I think that shows whenever I'm teaching it. So put down right now what your warm-up routine looks like. If you have a warm-up routine, let's put that in the comment section. Or you can just say, hey, Stephen, I'm here. I'm going to keep doing this. As I told you in the beginning, you don't have to watch all of these in order. Somebody had a comment earlier. Somebody said, you mentioned something in a video and I had to jump around if you need to. If you see a topic that interests you, jump around. Chances are I'm going to mention something. You need to go back and watch something else. As long as you cumulatively eventually watch them all, you're going to be able to put all these pieces together. Okay, I made it so that you could work through it how I laid it out, or you can actually just go through it piece by piece as you get it. So awesome. I'm excited about this section. This has done loads for me since I've gotten my warm-up routine together.